Hey, it's TJ, and my sweet wife, Jody, said to me the other day, "Hey, since you're such a big shot with Cozy Earth, why don't you get me one of those Luxe bathrobes?" And I said, "I would love to, my treasure." And you know, since I'm Cozy Earth's best influencer, I get that big 41% discount on everything they have at Cozy Earth. You'll get that same discount just because you know me. Just make sure you use my name, TJ, as the code when you go to tjriggins.com/deals. The name TJ lets them know that you're with me and you get that big 41% discount. And everything at Cozy Earth is luxurious.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
All right, everybody knows by now, if they've listened to the show for very long, that that my wife says that, quote, "You file for all that stuff." Mm-hmm. When she's referring to internet ads or spam or stuff like that. So usually I don't even tell her when I've seen something that I like or whatnot. So last night I was talking to Boy. That's my son's name, is Boy, spelled B-O-Y. And I said to him, as I'm looking at my phone, not addressing her, not her business, I said, "Man, I really wish Converse wasn't such a liberal company so I could order something from them." And Jody pipes up and goes, "Or how about the fact that you're not 13 is why you can't order Converse?"
Oh.
Yeah, I mean.
I said, "Well, I wouldn't be ordering the shoes that look like they're for teenagers. Duh, I don't have anything like that."
Yeah.
Then I thought, why am I even talking to her about it?
No. Don't let her steal your joy.
No.
Because they do have some cool ones.
Yeah, they do.
Were you looking at the All-Star? Like the when I think of a Converse,
I know that's what she was thinking about.
Chuck Taylors.
Yeah, they're just different kinds that are, you know, like new designs kind of, but they look like they would be at least for a 30 something year old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, not much younger than I am.
Sure.
But yeah, and then I thought, well, okay, she's about to start railing on me about all the companies that we can't do business with because they're too liberal.
Well, yeah, that too.
She didn't. She refrained from that. I figured she was going to say, "Oh, is Converse on the list now?"
Yeah.
We got Levi's, the North Face, you know, just
literally every brand. Dicks. Yeah, every brand out there almost. Yeah,
the list goes on.
But she hasn't brought any of that up since it's been okay to go to Target again.
Oh, she likes that. Mm-hmm. She can go back there.
Yeah.
You've lifted the ban.
Yep.
Did she stop going for how long was that?
It was about a year.
Was it a year?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And, you know, she was okay with it, you know, as far as the principle of the thing. But she sure didn't mind vocalizing how much she hated going to Walmart.
Yeah, instead of Target, I bet.
Yeah, sure. Going to Walmart today.
Can't go to Target.
Because they're just some things you can't get at Walmart that you can get at Target.
Mm-hmm.
But not the other way around.
Oh, I bet the day was glorious when she was like, "Finally," and then just welcomed her back. "I'm back, Target. I missed you.
I missed you so much." That's what I would say.
Ooh, absolutely. They've done so much with the place.
Yeah.
I don't even remember it looking like this.
Yeah.
Harps playing.
Sure.
Yeah.
It is nicer to go into Target. I mean, it's just the bottom line.
Love it.
It's much nicer
than nothing. There's nothing better than having like a free couple hours and just getting a Starbucks and walking around Target. Yeah. There's nothing better.
It's dangerous.
But I like doing that at Walmart too.
Do you?
Yeah, sometimes.
Perusing?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And usually the Walmart grocery store has more stuff, way more than the Target grocery store.
No doubt.
And a lot cheaper.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. A lot cheaper.
I like Walmart grocery better than Target grocery for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but why is she all in my business?
Don't be in his business. Well, she was thinking of the one type of shoe. I don't know what she was thinking of. But they have a lot of new things.
You know, we all used to pick on Ace about wearing those, you know, skateboarding looking shoes. Like, hey, were you going on skateboarding then?
Yeah, he had some interesting footwear choices. Every once in a while, you'd be like, oh, well, you got some new kicks on. Them Lemon Pebble Steppels.
Were they Vans? They were Vans, right?
Yeah, he had some Vans. Yeah, he used to wear Vans, you know, whenever you worked with us the first time. But then I think right up until the day he died, he was wearing black Converse All-Stars, the canvas kind.
Were they like the old school canvas ones? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He's down at the skate park, man.
Doing some ollies, doing some kick flips.
Is he wearing those with a concert t-shirt?
Hell yeah. You know,
this AC/DC. Chain on.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, he definitely had a young
Faster
person.
Pussycat. He loved that one, the Faster Pussycat one. And the Cat House.
Cat House, uh-huh. Not Dollhouse. Yeah, he had a very youthful style, for sure.
Sure.
That's a nice way of putting it. Not, you dress like a 13-year-old. There's a way of delivering that news.
When he would come into the studio and we'd say something like, well, you ride your skateboard into work today? Or a scooter? Did you ride a skateboard or a scooter in?
Yeah.
He'd go, oh, Kim, these are effing cool. Say what you want. These are effing cool.
He did fall for one of those ads one time on Instagram. That's when he bought that like Letterman jacket that had roses all over it. Yeah. He's like, let me ask y'all something. What do you think? I found it. I got an Instagram ad and I bought it. What do you think? You think it's too much? I'm like, hey, it's got roses all over it. And it's like made of, polyester and vinyl.
It looked like the cross between a letter jacket and Hugh Hefner's smoking jacket.
Yeah.
Or his robe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was someone selling it
It was something kind of like a, you know, you ever seen International Mail? It's kind of like that, real cheesy and, it looked like you could probably wear it in West Hollywood.
Sure.
Flamboyant. It was eccentric. Uh-huh. Yeah. But he recognized it when he got it. He was like, it didn't look like this on the internet. I'm like, how did it look? It's got roses all over it. What did you not see then?
I thought they were dinosaurs.
Black out? Is it something he could have worn to the Rainbow Room?
No.
He loved that.
No. The Rainbow Room in Hollywood. He couldn't have worn that there.
He could have worn it.
Unless he would have been on stage.
Okay.
I mean, you've been performing, yeah.
Yeah, it's more fitting for like a glory hole or in like a national park or something.
But yeah, and then he left it at the radio station from that point on.
Yeah.
Remember, it would just hang on the back of his chair.
Yeah.
Oh, because y'all picked on him so much.
He asked on that one. He recognized that it was on the line.
Yeah, and if you throw that kind of bait out there to that office, you were going to get your feedback that you were looking for. We're like, that looks horrible. What were you thinking?
Yeah.
I thought it looked cool.
It didn't look like this in the picture.
Yeah.
I mean, you got 5 stars.
Yeah, and it was too short for him. It was just
It was real leather, I swear.
Yeah.
No, he would have thought it was real silk because it was silky looking. It was some kind of sateen or satin something.
Yeah.
Was it a bomber jacket? Like a silk bomber?
I think the style of it was kind of shorter, like a bomber jacket.
Yes. Oh, no.
But I think
the color of it was like Hugh Hefner's robe. Yeah. It was like a dark red.
But it was silky looking. And I think it was meant to be worn in a dressy type situation because of the material. It was shiny and silky. But either way, it wasn't for masculine man to be wearing.
It's horrible.
Or a 50-year-old man shouldn't be wearing.
But I think even gay guys would look at that. That's the ugliest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that? International Mail.
Yeah.
What year was that catalog?
Honestly, that was a bad one.
Mm. I did used to like those International Mail. They would have in the catalog those fishnet shirts that men would wear.
And then I hope you're joking.
No, they did. They had fishnet shirts. Some of them would go like they were sleeveless. Some were short sleeve and then some were long sleeve, but you could see right through the whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm talking about hot, man.
Hot. God.
It's breathable.
Yeah.
Gotta stay cool.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, and they used to have the sleeveless one paired up with some really tight denim shorts in the catalog and hiking boots. I remember that.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's a look.
Yeah.
Man, if I put on a fishnet like shirt now, I mean, I'm just thinking of like, yeah, you know, just like Play-Doh coming through the extruder, just like, like a spiced ham, you know, it's got that netting on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, ugh. It'd be so gross. People really wore that, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't think they were wearing it to impress the ladies.
No.
Right. Yeah.
Have y'all seen 50 First Dates? The brother wears that.
Yeah.
He's like a wrestler.
Yeah.
Yeah. And these were all muscly guys that were wearing this too, you know, in the catalog. Yeah. I mean, I'm talking mid 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When that was out. But he used to, he ordered a suit one time from International Mail. You know, it was
a suit.
Yeah. It was kind of flashy suit.
I bet it was. Mm.
I think I found the rose jacket.
You did?
Did you?
Yeah, that's close.
Yeah, that's very close. That is very close. That might be it exactly, actually.
You know who that looks like would wear that?
Who?
What's the magician that he loved? That he thought was so Chris Angel.
Chris Angel. Yeah. The mind freak. You've just been mind freaked.
He thought Chris Angel was the coolest looking guy.
I don't care. He's cool.
I mean, you look at that guy. I mean, he's probably 60 in that kind of shape. Look at him.
Yeah, he looks like an idiot. He looks like a magician in Las Vegas is what he looks like. I mean, come on.
More Extra Funny next.
It's Alexis, and you heard right. I'm pregnant, and I found designer gym leggings for my journey in the midsection. And if you're not pregnant, Tona, founded by one of Lululemon's original designers, is a premium line of leggings. Designed for women who train hard, they are moisture-wicking and fit perfectly. Customers say it's like a push-up bra for your butt. Tona, the last black leggings you will ever need. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and get a huge discount of 15% off with code TJ.
The TJ and Riggins Show is new at 7 a.m. Eastern each weekday morning and available most anywhere you watch or listen to shows. YouTube, podcast platforms, streaming and radio station sites are all now at our media center at tjriggins.com. It works just like an app, easy to navigate, and you'll get everything right there on one page. All the podcasts, all the videos, all the great deals you can take advantage of as a member of the radio family. The TJ and Riggins Show is right there in your hand. Learn how to add it to your phone's home screen at tjriggins.com/add.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
We only have Lindsay for a few more minutes because she's got to go and get ready for her Bible study today. Did you do your homework?
I just finished my homework as we were
which is
talking.
Great. Since you've been performing on the show today, you were doing the Jesus homework.
Yeah, I just had one more question because I kept the light on to do it last night. Kyle was trying to sleep. It was like 9:30. I was like, I gotta turn this off. But I was just telling you guys, I'm glad that I'm doing it, and I'm thankful that I got off the wait list to join this group. But it is a lot of work. And the reason it's a lot of work is, you know, I do the show, I get off, I dress the kids, I pack their lunch. I have to also look presentable because I can't wear a hat. I don't say I can't wear a hat. I shouldn't wear a hat. You know, it's in church.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to look like I showered, you know, and all the things. And everyone's just top notch there. You can't go in looking like a scrub.
Yeah. And nor should you.
Nor should
I. Because you never know when the Jesus is going to be in the back of the room checking it out.
But won't Jesus love me anyway?
You know who says that, Lindsay? People who don't want to take the time to dress decently for church.
Right.
And they wear, you know, something inappropriate to church. God's going to love me no matter what. Yeah, that's right.
Right.
But you should want to be more presentable to present yourself to the Jesus.
Right.
If you knew the Jesus was going to be, you know, making an appearance down at, you know, the outdoor store today. Mm-hmm. Would you just go up there to meet him in some old raggedy, you know, beaten up NFL jersey and jorts?
No.
Or would you go put on, you know, this is what I'm saying to the guys that always say, Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or would you put on a decent outfit and look your very best to meet the Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
See, and we don't ever know when we're going to meet the Jesus. So you always got to be prepared.
Yep. We don't. Is he going to be okay with my dry shampoo? That's the thing. Because that's what I'm dealing with right now.
That's why the Jesus created it.
That's true. The fabulous dry shampoo. Mm-hmm.
Now, my wife has a Bible study on Tuesdays. She's been doing for years. And they do it at somebody's house. So she dresses about like what you have on today. A hat.
Love that.
And a hoodie and what you call it? Workout pants.
Mm-hmm. You know, athleisure, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Athleisure, the suburban mom uniform.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Mm.
I wish I could do that. I did wear that one day, and I thought, I'm probably one of 10 out of 300 wearing athleisure, so I'll probably not do that again. But I'm about to join Jody's.
Yeah.
Because I want to wear this hat.
Yeah, so you can just go to her Bible study right after you get through, you know, in studio here.
That's true.
I think you'd have a couple of hours to kill before it starts, but
it's 9:30, right?
I think they start at 10.
Oh, they start at 10. Well,
you can't ask those women to get up before 9.
Mm. No. Do they have mimosas?
They could. I don't know that they have it every time.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure if somebody suggested it, they would have it every time. I mean, all it takes is just a little push.
You know. Sure.
Oh, yeah. We didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Do you have mimosas at your Bible study, Lindsay?
Heck no.
Yeah.
It's at a church, you know. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it's at a Baptist church. Let me say that.
Oh, yeah.
What does that mean?
Baptists don't believe in drinking.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. We're doing good to get full fat coffee creamer. Okay. Okay.
But, you know, there's always the joke. Yeah. I mean, if you're Baptist, then nobody from church will even speak to you in the liquor store.
Right.
Really?
Yeah. You know, it's an old joke because they're in there drinking, being hypocrites anyway. Then you just act like you don't see them.
I got you.
And I grew up Southern Baptist, and obviously my whole world was dance. And back in the day, my church I grew up in did not, I mean, by the time I was there, they were okay with dancing, but I remember my grandmother saying that wasn't.
Well, when I was in high school, after the home football games, they had a dance at Methodist Church every Friday night. And the reason they had it at the Methodist church, because the First Baptist church was way bigger with the facilities that would accommodate way better, but you couldn't be dancing in the Baptist church.
Mm-mm.
Mm.
Nope.
You know, bunch of footlooses is what they were.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just want to dance.
Mm-hmm. But
I can't stop.
But there are only, I don't know, probably 10 women in Jody's Bible study. You know, you got 300 and something there.
Right.
That's a lot of business contacts, though. And that's probably why most of them are in there.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
And they're chatty.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, well, Jody's, they're all chatty. And it seems like they're always buying gifts for each other for some reason or another.
Gifts?
Yeah.
Love that.
Mm-hmm.
Love a gift.
I'm telling you, women, they want a gift. They want a theme where they can wear a costume to things as many as possible. And they want any type of situation where they have an excuse to wear their pajamas all day.
Sure. Mm. Now, is there a wait list for Jody's?
Mm-mm. But you do get vetted.
Okay.
Like, since it is such a small group, they don't want to, you know, let people in there. You're going to be annoying and stuff.
Right.
You know. Lindsay would get in there no problem though, right? Do you think?
I don't know.
Oh.
If she came with Jody's recommendation?
I don't know.
Actually, those might be jealous of me and Jody's banter. They're like, these girls talk too much.
Yeah. I don't know whether this is just the way it's worked out or because they have this as a rule. Probably just the way it's worked out. But they all seem to get along and agree with each other. With their, you know, principles and philosophies and things like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Sure.
You know. Now,
I'd fit right in.
What are you saying? What are you really saying? What do you mean?
I know what you're saying.
What is he saying?
I think they're all of the same political persuasion.
Oh, okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I get that.
Because it is a Bible study. Well, I mean, no liberal women would want to be learning about the Bible unless they can learn something that they want to go and talk against, you know, at the sure. next rally or whatever. Mm-hmm. Try to turn the Jesus against, you know, get people against the Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're all about.
I'm going to try to get in then. I'll bring some mimosas and snacks and...
I'm just making all this up. I know the nice women in that Bible study would probably be mad if it sounds like I'm talking about them being selective about what type of person they let in. And all. It's not like that at all. It would be if I ran it.
No doubt.
Yeah.
You couldn't have a dinner party without doing that, let alone Bible study. Who started her Bible study? Jody?
Yeah.
So she's sort of is she the leader? No, de facto leader?
She used to be. But I think, Jill next door here in the office, I think she's the one that leads the class more than the rest of them. She has an education background, you know, teaching and stuff. And then they have another woman in the Bible study that is, she's a college teacher now.
Ooh.
It's her job, but she's not a Marxist one. Or like I said, they wouldn't let her in. She's not like those regular Marxists. I think she may work at a college that's, you know, something like Liberty University or something. Something along those lines.
I hope before she says.
Oh, I've met her.
What if Jesus was a woman? I'm just asking. What if she was? We don't know.
No, I've met her. Wait a minute. I've met her.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, Lynn.
Well, I'm going to bring some margs and tortilla chips and queso. We'll see who they let in, okay?
Good.
and fireworks and plenty of stories that they can gossip about.
Oh, sure.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, always come with a gift of some sort. Just leave it in your car in case you don't need it, but in case you do need it. Yeah. Oh, I forgot. I did bring a gift. It's out in my car.
Yep, backup gift.
And I think that one thing they do in every Bible study group, every class, when they meet each week, is take turns sitting on the heated toilet seat at Jill's house.
Oh, right.
They got one of those toilets that's like a smart toilet that does all the stuff.
I want to sit on one of those. Mm-hmm.
They'll be like, where is Lindsay? She's been in the bathroom 30 minutes. This is awesome.
This is my throne.
My butt's so warm.
It's extra, extra.
Oop, sorry.
It's extra funny with TJ and Riggins.
Kinshow Cocktails by RSRV Collective are premium, non-alcoholic drinks. Now, they're crafted to deliver bold, sophisticated flavors inspired by classic cocktails, but with alcohol-free indulgence. Now, my wife Jody turned me on to this, and you can get a huge discount, 30% off right now, when you use the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals. That's 30% off with the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals.